Regular listeners to the show will recognize that familiar sound of a fan behind me and perhaps know where we are for today's episode. That's right, we're back in the Garden of Green, and it's for something more exciting than that time we found a McDonald's that delivered. We are here for the harvest, live on Oz's Smoke Shed.
A grandmother who says she cooks with cannabis to ease her depression has been found guilty of growing and possessing the drug. More on that.
I don't want to come down. It's too fun to be high. Nah, I want to get baked every day for the rest of my life.
Spark up, sit back, smoke up. It's time for Oz's Smoke Shed.
Hello and welcome to Oz's Smoke Shed. This is Oz, the resident roller of Urban Smoker, and once again I'm out on location revisiting the Garden of Green tended to by the one and only Reverend Green. How are you today, Reverend Green?
Oh, I'm very good, Oz. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks a lot for having us back for this pinnacle moment in your grow operation.
Oh, you're welcome, man. I'm glad to have you here. It's quite hard work and long hours put in trimming cannabis.
So tell us what's happened over the last few weeks while we've been away.
Basically, the buds swelled up and now they've been flushed and it's ready for harvest. And I've been doing this since Thursday. It's now Sunday. Yesterday I did 9 hours. Every other day I've done about 4. So it's been a lot of work.
Yeah, now listeners, you might remember from last time's episode, we did a water and nutrient change as part of Reverend Green's grow operation, but now he's harvesting the plants. Now there were 14 plants altogether, and now we've gotten to the stage where a lot of them have been chopped up. Parts of them are hanging upside down as we speak in a wardrobe drying out. But what the Reverend is doing is trimming away the leaf. So tell us a little bit about this process.
You're just trimming away the leaf, basically, because the leaf ain't too nice to smoke. It's not covered in THC. You just want to be left with calyx, really, and any leaf that does have THC can stay. A very tedious task of trimming away fuckloads of leaves, as it sounds, annoying.
And how much weight have you taken from your plants so far, do you think?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Everything says you shouldn't weigh it when it's wet, so I'm trying to follow that rule.
And what were you saying was the kind of ratio of how much weed you take off your plants to how much you actually get when it dries?
Yeah, 25% that you get left with out of 100, so it's 75% lost in water.
You'd have to grow 4 ounces of weed in order to get one.
Pretty much, yeah. Maybe you'd get maybe just a bit over than one, maybe 1 1/8. It's between a third and a quarter.
Now, you've been harvesting for the last 3 days in total.
Yep, hours of chopping cannabis. Might sound like fun to some of you, but really it's not.
But I guess what you get left with at the end is the fun part.
Oh, yeah, that is fun. Like, the cannabis itself is great once it's dry, but technically got about another week or 10 days or something till it's dry, and then I'll start the curing process of locking it away, soaking its own flavours for a while.
Cool. Well, it looks like you've got your work cut out for you there, trimming off the plants back to the buds, so what say I give you a bit of a hand?
Yeah, that would be great. We're down to, I've chopped all the tops of the plants and down to the small, straggly buds at the bottom that weren't getting so much light, and it's quite tedious, really. Before, I was getting big piles after trimming, now I'm just getting little piles after long periods of trimming. Every little bit counts, I suppose.
Okay, well, I'll grab a pair of scissors and get started, and we'll join you back here in the Garden of Green, only on Oz's Smoke Shed. Hey, man, you're listening Damn it, I forgot again. Hey, pass me the bong, will you? We are back on Oz's Smoke Shed. My fingers are sticky as fuck. Can you hear that? Sticky. From chopping this bud. Basically what we're doing is taking bits of the plant and cutting off the weed to leave only the precious bud. But there's a couple of things I want to ask you, Reverend Green. What we have on the kind of bed in front of us is a big massive box full of all the leafy bits that we've been chopping off. It's a massive, it looks like a giant square weed pizza. And you'll see pictures for this part of the episode. But why are you keeping all these leaves, Reverend?
To hopefully extract the rest of the THC and make hash out of it by using bubble bags or butane. I've never really done it before, but some of my friends have, and they're going to take me through the process. But I think bubble bags to try and make some isolator or bubble hash seems like the right idea.
And from the giant box that we see in front of us, how much hash could you potentially make?
Jack shit. I don't expect to get a lot. Say I had a kilo of dry leaf, I'd maybe expect 10 grams.
That could be quite nice, though.
Oh, yeah, it'll be really good hash, like isolator bubble hash type thing, jelly hash. It'll be beautiful. Yeah, really strong. Technically, it'd be worth the money. If you go to Amsterdam, that shit's like 60 euro a gram.
Whoa, 60 euro a gram, man. But it is amazing. But actually, that reminded me of another question I wanted to ask. You know, we were talking before about how you lose 75% of the weight while you're drying it. Say the cops, God forbid, were to burst in and arrest you. Would they charge you for the amount of weight that you had, or would they deduct the 75%? I mean, how do they arrange their haul?
Well, they just take your wet weed, basically, and weigh it. But that's when you'd need a good legal team to take the science into it and fight your cause that, la-di-da-di-da, it's wet, it's worth nothing yet. It won't smoke, it'll lose 75% of its weight once it's dry, so your kilo is actually 250 grams.
The weighing techniques they use are quite dodgy, though, aren't they?
They're just sometimes... Sometimes they'll weigh plants in soil, they'll take the pots and weigh them in the pots, and they just take it as the whole plant's that weight, and no, they're completely wrong, but they don't know any better, they're only police officers. Mere puppets.
Well, we better get back to a bit more work, and we'll catch up with you soon, only in the smoke shed.
They think they can go out and get high, they think they can get turned on with pot. They can get loaded, they can get stoned!
We're back in the grow room that we were in the last episode. It's just a shell of its former selves, listeners. The masses of plants that were once there are now reduced to only several still there and a lot of stalks. But that one looks pretty good, the one that's still there.
Well, it's not ready yet. Still, all its hairs are quite white. Some of them are starting to go brown. We're just waiting for that one to ripen up some more, and then I'll chop it down. So I reckon it's got another couple of days left in it. Same with this top here. In all honesty, it could come down maybe tomorrow. Still a bit early, lots of white hairs. I do believe I actually see some seed in this one, which is a bit disappointing.
No, we don't want seed. Did much of your plants have seed in them?
Not that much. Yeah, we definitely got seed. That means he's got to come down, I'm afraid.
Sorry, listen, the big head has just been chopped off a plant. Oh, and the Reverend just hit his head on one of the lamps. Not good. Another big chunky section for us to cut apart. Reverend's now carefully inspecting the other plant that remains. Seems happy that it needs a bit more time. He's chopping off some more leaves from the plant. Again, pictures of the now quite barren grow operation will be up with this week's episode. Now, I just had to go for a piss there, and it was quite difficult with my sort of sticky fingers that I've got. But what have you been doing with your sticky fingers? You've been rubbing them together?
Yeah, to create finger hash, and then you get to smoke it. It's lovely.
So that's right, listeners, by rubbing your fingers together, you can create finger hash. And how much finger hash have you built up so far?
Oh, well, I've been smoking it. Good 4 or 5 joints worth, maybe more. Whoever I've had round to help me chop has been getting pretty high off of it. So yeah, I think that'll do us for this morning.
Okay, we've got a big handful of plant that we're going to begin chopping at again. And then hopefully we'll be quite close to the end. So do join us for the final section of the smoke shed harvest at the Grow Garden. Skin up, tune in, smoke out, Oz's Smoke Shed. Well, sadly, we have reached the end of Oz's Smoke Shed and our second visit to the Garden of Green. Well, we've got very sticky fingers, we've had a very good time, and we've definitely chopped up quite a lot of leaf. Now we're going to chill out by having a finger hash joint, which is made from the hash accumulated on the fingers of the people harvesting. Well, Reverend Green, how are you feeling about the harvest?
To tell the truth, farmer always could ask for more, because a farmer could never grow enough of his crop to feed his family. No, the harvest is quite all right. Yeah, as I'm saying, I could do with some more, maybe, because you could never have enough cannabis.
What is the reason that we kind of had to sort of stop harvesting tonight?
Well, I've ran out of space to put it up. And there's really not that much more left. There's one whole plant still isn't quite mature yet, so just giving him a couple more days, and there's just some straggly buds left at the bottom, as you'll be able to see in the pictures with all the stalks and the remains. But yeah, we ran out of room, so I had to stop for the day.
And what's the little operation that you've got in your mini tent here?
This is the drying tent. We've got a fan and a 7-tier, 8-tier drying rack. It's just lots of different netted shelves that you fill with weeds for it to sit and dry overnight. Well, over a week's time, 10 days. overnight, I wish.
And a cupboard here. Oh, wow, listeners. I wish you could see this. We've got...
I'll take a photo if you really must.
I'll take a photo of it right this second for you, listeners. We have got a wardrobe filled with two racks of big buds of weed. Now, I'm not sure how good the photo I'm going to get here is going to be. At least it'll give you some idea of what we've got. Yeah, we basically got about more than a dozen stalks of weed hanging upside down in the cupboard there. It's going to be a good harvest. Now, hopefully, before we leave, we can steal a few buds, hide them maybe in my bottom, and then get away. Really, listeners, this is an inspiring sight. The growing of marijuana after 11 hard weeks of growing. The Reverend.
They're meant to be 9 automatic seeds. They're meant to tell you about these automatic AKs, Easy Rider. They're meant to be 9 weeks from seed. Mine took about 10, 11, which I'm not complaining about, because any other crop had been about 13, 14 weeks, 13 weeks. So I'm not 2 weeks off, and by the time every other man's harvesting their weed, I'll be smoking mine.
Well, it is an amazing sight, and he's done a brilliant job. Now, remember, you can get in touch with us if you want to ask any questions at thesmokeshed@hotmail.co.uk, and join us in the next episode of Oz the Smoke Shed when it's our season finale. I will have a toke of finger hash, yes. It's our season finale, and if you want to get in touch, give us a shout out or get involved, and you can look us up on Facebook. You can go on the MySpace, myspace.com/urbansmoker. You could follow Nico Vicious on her Hotbox Hostel adventures on Twitter. Also listen to the Hotbox Hostel episodes. 2 episodes have come out, as the mistress is now in Australia. And don't forget to listen in, of course, next week to Oz's Smoke Shed. I've been Oz. Thanks once again to the Reverend Green.
Oh, no bother, Oz. Anytime. You're always welcome in my grow house.
Keep smoking, and we'll keep talking. See you there.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All the bongs, all the blunts, all the buds, Oz's Smoke Shed on Podomatic.